You're listening to an Anna Zal Ministries podcast.
And those who have joined us, you get your extra question. This is it. This is for the people who subscribe on Captivate and our ministry podcast channel. So here's my question. You know, since I get to ask it, we already talked about it a little bit. Who do you ship in One Piece? Uh-huh. Who is your ship couple?
I was not ready for this question.
It's a good one. Like, and we can even do, like, you know, future characters, too, because I know Robin has a Franky ship. I don't approve of it, but I'm saying we can even, like, pull out other characters.
If we need. I don't know if that one's serious, though. I think...
I know, the fans like it.
The fans like it. I think... Oh, gosh. If I... Oh, man, it's hard. I think the Luffy-Nami ship always going to have a soft place in my heart. I don't think... Ultimately, Luffy will ever get romantically entangled with anyone. Mm-hmm. That's just not who he is. But also, the Boa Hancock relationship I would love to see happen.
Yeah, I think I'd say Luffy more with Boa because she's more like in your face about it with him. And that's, I feel like the only way Luffy's going to get love is if you freaking slap him with the 2x2. Right. And that's pretty much what she's doing with her boobs.
For sure. Big facts.
Big facts. And so, but I think a realistic one that could happen is honestly Nami and Zoro. I feel like there's a little, you know, tension there. They always are fighting with each other. Like, he's calling her a hag. She's calling him a stupid swordsman. Like, I feel like it could be one of that line between love and hate. You know, like, I feel like the insults are a little flirty.
There you go. I mean, hey, why not? One of the ships later down the road in the series, some people ship Nico Robin and Trafalgar D. Waterlaw, and his full name only, please. And I would love, that would be a fun one. They have a couple moments.
Right. I am obsessed with Law.
I mean.
I have a crush on Law. Like, his moodiness and whatnot. Like, he can cut out my heart.
He gives the people what they want.
Yes. It's like, who doesn't want that, like, It's honestly middle school emo like vibe that I would live for.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's what we all wanted back in 2000.
Yeah,
just tonight will be the night that I will fall for you. All those gifts.
Mm-hmm. Just to cut out my heart. It's fine. Okay, well, thank you so much for playing the shipping game with me, and also thank you again for our Captivate Patreons. We appreciate you guys, and hope you guys have a great day.
This was an Anna Zal Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna Zal Ministries podcast network.